spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's drama, The Solitary City, was written by Joseph Mendel to remind us of the tragedy of the Warsaw Ghetto 10 years ago. Year. His hair and his long beard were silvery white, but his heavy eyebrows remained dark, shading deep-set, brooding eyes. When he walked in the streets of Warsaw, people stopped as if to greet him, but hesitated and then said quietly to one another,
Look, Reb Hillel.
And this is easy to understand, for how do you greet a prophet? His name was Hillel Zeitlin. There were times when he aroused the Jews of Poland to the depths with his writing. And when he spoke, he kindled hidden sparks in those who heard him. Yet he was a stranger and alone. He lived 40 years of his life in Warsaw, and there in the early autumn of 1942, he died. He did not die alone. In the spring of that year, 500,000 people still lived behind the walls of the ghetto, crowding closer together as the circle drew tighter, looking for a space to continue living. 500,000. Among them, Hillel Zeitlin.
They closed the street in which I lived.
It's no news. It happens every day.
I was told there was a little space here.
What were you looking for? A room with bath?
I don't need much.
See for yourself. There's nothing.
Either he can sleep on the floor near the window.
No, Aaron. There are 8 of us in one room already. Let him look elsewhere.
Well, he's an old man, Eva.
First you'll give him a chance to sleep, and then he'll expect... Tell me, old man, do you have money?
Only a little.
You see? Then he'll expect to be fed. Go away, old man.
Now, stop it, Eva. Please don't take offense at my wife. She means well. She's worried, you know. You can stay here. Thank you.
Of course you can stay, Zeta.
Zechariah, you might show some respect for your elders.
Was I disrespectful, Aaron? Was I, Zeta?
I don't mind being called grandfather.
There, you see, Aaron? And Zeta, don't worry, you'll be fed. We have organization here, right under the nose of the Nazis. Everybody is fed. Too little, it's true, but enough. Enough to preserve you till the Nazis decide it's time to finish.
Don't talk like that, Zachariah.
It frightens you, doesn't it, Eva?
The whole world is against the Germans. The war will soon be over.
Maybe. But it'll be too late for us.
No. No, if we're only careful, we'll be safe.
This is how you survive, isn't it, Eva? A slice of bread a day. And hope.
If it is so, Zachariah, would you take away her bread?
I'm sorry, Aaron. Well, Zeta, why are you looking at me like that?
You know the truth, don't you?
It doesn't take much vision. Don't you know it, too?
Yes, Zechariah. I know the truth, but it may not be the same as yours.
You're trying to confuse me. For myself, I know.
Then would you refrain from saying what you know because it is painful to hear?
Zeta, it gives me no pleasure to destroy Eva's illusions.
Who are you to talk like that?
Keep your false hope, Eva. But don't insist that I share it.
Can you see the future so clearly? How can you know what will happen, Zachariah? And how can you know, old man?
I know. I know the truth.
I won't listen.
I had a dream long ago. 30 years ago. A ship crowded with Jews was sinking. And on the shore, a man stood and heard the benediction from the ship, which never reached the shore. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who hast commanded us to sanctify thy name. And from his lips came the same benediction, like an echo and an answer.
I don't understand.
We must be ready. The ship is sinking, Eva. It may not reach the shore.
But the man, Zeta, the man on the shore, who was he? And what was he saying?
In ancient days, it came to pass that a voice spoke to the prophet Ezekiel, saying, Son of man, I have appointed thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. And when thou shalt hear a word by my mouth, thou shalt give them warning from me. But the people listened with a hard face and a stiff heart, and they knew him not. Hillel Zeitlin lived among his people, but they did not know him.
Aaron, Eva, to whom do you think we have given shelter? Hillel Zeitlin.
Reb Hillel? I had no idea.
And how do you think I found it out?
Mordecai Bloom told me, or rather, he congratulated me on having a celebrity in the house.
Welcome, Reb Hillel.
Yesterday you called me Zeta.
Ah, but yesterday you weren't Hillel Zeitlin.
Zechariah, you should...
I know, Aaron, I shouldn't talk so disrespectfully, but I'm not.
You're angry with me, Zechariah.
No, I'm only glad that I found out. Because yesterday, I almost believed what you said.
And that troubled you.
Reb Hillel, you're a famous writer, a philosopher, a poet. It's easy for you to be a prophet.
I'm a man, Zechariah. I'm 70 years old and my bones ache. Don't enlarge my stature. Just listen to me.
Why? Why should I? You deal in words. If they turn out to be wrong, you can always find new ones.
And you? What do you deal in?
My life, Reb Hillel.
Then we're not so different, you and I.
Mordecai Bloom sends you an invitation.
Never mind, it can wait.
It's very important. He reminded me 3 times to be sure to tell you.
You're afraid to listen.
He invites you to address his discussion group.
I'm pleased that you came, Reb Hillel. I've been an admirer of your writing.
Yes,
since I'm...
Thank you, Mordecai. What is the subject you're discussing?
Something that will interest you greatly. Jewish parallels to the aesthetic theories of Kant and Schopenhauer, and... You're not listening, Reb Hillel.
I heard you, Mordecai.
It doesn't interest you.
How can the problem of beauty not interest me?
Then I don't understand.
Mordecai, this is the ghetto of Warsaw.
You don't have to remind me, Reb Hillel.
We are surrounded by evil. You can see the pain of suffering flesh and blood. You can hear the cries of agony.
I am not a physician or a soldier or a rabbi. I am a scholar.
Do you remember the words of Reb Nachman Bratslava? Do not turn away from the pain of the world, saying, of what concern is it to me?
I am not a great man like you, Reb Hillel. Yet I will say that you have no right to insist that I should be what I am not.
I ask only that you be a man, Mordecai. It's so easy to be a tinkerer with words.
I am looking for truth, as you are.
Truth is not something to be written in a book.
Is it better to write in newspapers and pamphlets, as you have done? To throw away a talent, a genius, such as you have, by lowering yourself to the level of the masses?
I do not lower myself. Mordecai, the test of truth is in the people. Don't you understand? No, you don't.
You... will not stay for the discussion.
I will go back to the masses, to the unscholarly, unhappy, suffering people.
it's here.
Yes, you. Now move lively. Raise your hands over your head.
But I have done nothing, Herr Offizier.
All right, Corporal. I'll search him for weapons.
Yes, sir.
I do not have any weapons, not even a pocket.
Quiet! Well, Corporal?
No weapons, sir, but I found this.
Ah? A watch. Gold, Corporal?
Please, sir. It was given to me by my father. I...
Take your hands away! Didn't you hear me? Let him lie there. Come on, Corporal. Let me help you.
Oh, Reb Hillel, you mustn't. They will beat you too, Reb Hillel. Go away.
Where do you live?
Huh? I'll take you home. They've robbed you. They've beaten you. How much suffering will satisfy them?
Suffering is nothing. All life is suffering. The problem is to stay alive.
Cheer up, Eva. It won't be a problem for long.
What are you talking about, Zachariah?
The Germans are getting ready to liquidate the ghetto.
It's not true. How do you know?
Never mind how I know. They call it evacuation of volunteer workers to other cities.
Well, the Germans do need workers, Zachariah.
No, Aaron. They need victims for the murder camps.
You're only saying it. It's only a rumor.
All right, it's a rumor.
We're not buried in a hole. The world knows about us. Reb Hillel, the world won't let it happen.
Eva, the world has let evil things happen before.
No. No, not this that Zachariah talks about.
Perhaps even that.
There's too much fear. You can smell it in streets and the houses.
We have reason to be afraid, Zachariah.
Don't speak for me, Reb Hillel. I'm not afraid.
A hero is sometimes a fool.
I'm tired of being careful in order to remain alive when living means to be almost dead.
Then be a hero for yourself.
For myself, I'm learning how to hate and how to be angry.
Oh, you angry ones. You push us all nearer to the end.
Attention, Jewish volunteer workers. Women and children on one side of the street.
Oh, no,
men on the other. Women and children on this side, men on the other.
Excuse me, Herr Offizier.
I'm busy, Drew.
Excuse me, I forgot my spectacles. I want to go back for them.
Get in line. You won't need your spectacles. All of you, get in your proper line.
Oh, why don't you get in line like sheep for the slaughter?
Did you see him, Corporal? Did you see the man who spoke?
Don't stand there, you fools. Run, run.
The voice came from this side.
Are you afraid to die? Do you think the Nazis are taking you to paradise?
Take a squad, Corporal. Go after him.
They didn't get many volunteers.
There's a notice on the wall of the council building, a Gestapo notice.
I've stopped reading them.
Beginning next week, it said, any volunteer who registers for deportation will receive 7 pounds of bread.
It's a lie.
And 2 pounds of marmalade.
It's a lie, I tell you.
I saw the notice too, Zachariah.
Of course there's a notice, Aaron, but you don't have to believe it.
Well, maybe they really need workers. Eva, do you remember that jar of marmalade you made?
Oh.
When was it?
Do I remember? It was the best I ever made.
2 pounds, the notice said.
2 pounds each.
Huh? What's the matter with you? Aaron, what are you thinking?
Don't be alarmed, Zachariah. I'm only thinking.
You're a Jew, Aaron. You're not worth 2 pounds of marmalade to the Germans. They can take you for nothing.
Still, they did print the notices and put them up. Maybe...
Oh, she's twisted your mind to fit her own.
Leave her alone. It's her fault. Zachariah, I'm hungry. I've been hungry for 3 years.
So have we all, but it's no reason...
Enough! What has reason to do with it?
You are the careful one, Eva. Is this how to remain alive? To volunteer for the camp at Treblinka?
Even now you know everything, don't you? Well, you're not the only one. I know some things, too, about you, Zachariah.
What things?
About your organization, about what...
Maybe you better not talk anymore.
It doesn't matter if I talk or not. I still know what you're planning. I know about your guns.
You'll have to bend your head, Reb Hillel. The ceiling is low.
So this is your underground fortress?
Our bunker. It has two exits and accommodates 30 people. Armament, 6 grenades, and 100 rounds of ammunition for the pistol. Here, let me show you.
I've seen a gun before. Zachariah, what is your purpose?
There are dozens of bunkers like this all over the ghetto. When the time comes...
Then you will fight, I know. But for what purpose?
What kind of a question is that? To defend our lives.
You hope to escape from the ghetto with your life?
At least this way, there is a chance of escape.
Is there? How many guns are in the ghetto? 100? 1,000? And the Nazis, how many do they have? And how many cannon, tanks, planes?
We've counted the odds many times.
Then you know there's no hope of escape.
Maybe I know it, but a man hopes against his reason.
I see. Eva is not the only one who has illusions.
All right. There's no hope. Is that what you want me to say? There's no hope. Shall we throw away the guns?
No, Zachariah. Keep your guns. Use them. As long as there is life, it is necessary to resist.
Without hope?
Without illusions. But resist, because a man should not die willingly and without dignity.
Then will you fight with us? Will you take a gun?
I will fight too, Zachariah, but that is not my way.
What is your way?
Don't you remember? I told you once. The sanctification of God's name.
Ah. Oh, your dream. You were the man on the shore.
No, I was on the ship. And I drowned beneath the waters with the others.
Then your way, too, leads only to death.
All living ends in death. But before the end, I want to depart from evil. And know God with a clean soul.
Reb Hillel, I do not understand what you are saying.
Reb Hillel, I have an extra pair of shoes.
Thank you, Aaron, but you will need them sooner or later.
You don't understand. We're leaving. Aren't you going to say something?
What can I say? You've made up your minds, you and Eva.
We've registered for deportation.
We want you to know, Reb Hillel, and you too, Zachariah.
You don't have to explain.
I want to explain. Well, it's not the bread, you know, not the marmalade. But maybe they'll send us to a place to work.
Aaron, there's no hope in your way either.
Maybe not, Reb Hillel. What else is there? I'm tired, like Zachariah, of being careful, but I have no anger, only fear.
Fear and anger are equally hopeless.
For us, everything is hopeless.
No. In love, there is hope. Love of people, of God.
Yes. Love. Come, Eva. It's time to go.
Didn't say goodbye.
Only the living make farewells.
Don't judge them, Zachariah. They did what they could.
Reb Hillel, there's more space here now. There's more space in the ghetto now. 5,000 deported yesterday, 7,000 today. They collect the people, street by street. No more volunteers. What are you reading, Reb Hillel?
The Book of Zohar.
Huh? What does it say in the Book of Zohar?
It says that there is heaven and there's earth. And there's earthly life and heavenly life. It is possible to live on earth as in heaven. Do you understand that, Zachariah?
I want very much to understand. There's so little time. What else does it say in the book of Zohar?
It is written that God inflicts only as much suffering upon mankind as it can endure.
That I understand, Reb Hillel.
Do you? But maybe it means something else. For the word endure can be taken in two ways. Maybe it means that Jerusalem was lost and a temple destroyed, but something endured. Do you believe it, Zachariah? Do you believe that it happened once and will happen again here in this city, in this time?
I want to believe it.
Maybe it takes a lifetime to learn to believe.
Reb Hillel, they'll be in this street soon, in this house. Come with me.
Where? What will I do?
What all of us who are left will do.
You go while there is still time, Zachariah. I'll stay.
Reb Hillel, they'll kill you.
And you? Will you live?
Maybe not, but I'll fight for my life.
I too will fight. I have fought for 70 years. Go your way. I can't go with you.
Reb Hillel.
Open the door!
Goodbye. Goodbye, Reb Hillel. I wish there were time to understand.
Corporal, break down the door.
Quickly, Zachariah. The door won't hold much longer.
Goodbye. Seda.
Why didn't you open the door, Duke? Answer me! I see. There was someone with you.
He's gone now.
Corporal, the window.
Yes, sir.
It's too late.
Doesn't matter. You'll get them tomorrow or the next day. Now get up, come along.
In a minute.
Do as you're told.
I must put on my prayer shawl.
That for your prayer shawl. Now move.
Do you understand what you have done? You defiled the prayer shawl. I slapped your face. Now I am ready to go.
Carrying the Book of Zohar, with the prayer shawl on his shoulders, Hillel Zeitlin walked out alone.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who has commanded me to sanctify thy name.
The sound of footsteps is hard and dry on the rubble that once was a city. On the crumbled mortar and brick that was a house, a school, a synagogue. It was 10 years ago, and it may be that the rubble has been cleared, but the barren sound is not gone, nor the words of the Book of Lamentations.
How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? Behold, and see if there be any pain like unto my pain, which was done unto me. Let it not come unto you, all ye that pass by.
Like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Jack D. Weiler of New York City, prominent business leader and general chairman of the United Jewish Appeal of Greater New York and national chairman of the United Jewish Appeal, Mr. Weiler.
10 years ago, the heroes of the Warsaw Ghetto made their last desperate stand. Most of them perished, brave victims of the most awful tyranny the world has ever known. A few survived and escaped to freedom in the state of Israel. On this day, we salute those who died and remind ourselves that we must never forget their courage and their faith. And those who fought through and lived, in Warsaw and in many other places, they too merit our remembrance. They have known suffering and sorrow, hunger and sickness. They have sought haven and hope and a chance to live in peace. More than 750,000 have found these things in Israel in the past 5 years. I have seen many of these men and women now living in that land of promise, and their children, many born in freedom in the new state. Their hopes, their thoughts are focused on tomorrow. In the hopeful atmosphere of their new homeland, they drive forward to a bright future. Through the United Jewish Appeal, we have stood by them in their battle for survival, in their struggles to start over again in Israel. During the first 5 years of Israel's life, we have reached out our helping hand to her people. Our support of the United Jewish Appeal helped the state to come into being, to welcome and settle many of the newcomers, to make great strides of progress. But as Israel embarks on her sixth year, great tasks remain to be done. Our continuing help is vital to their accomplishment. Serious shortages still plague Israel. Shortages of housing, food, medicines, equipment, supplies. Nearly 250,000 recent immigrants are living in huts and shacks at this very moment. Until they have homes, even minimum one-room homes, they cannot properly contribute to Israel's development. Vast tracts of Israel's earth, neglected for centuries, lie barren and unused. They must be irrigated and made fertile to aid the development of agriculture. To grow more food for Israel's people and for export, more farm settlements must be established. Scores of farm settlements must be launched this year. These are first priority projects to help overcome Israel's present economic difficulties and to create true stability. They are urgent projects, doubly urgent because a new wave of immigrants may come to Israel's shores in 1953. Israel must be prepared to receive them. It has been said that Americans who have aided Israel have been partners in one of the greatest enterprises of our time. Let us continue to stand by this great people of the young democracy of Israel.
Thank you, Mr. Weiler. Our eternal light drama today, The Solitary City, was written by Joseph Mindell. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Peter Capel as Zeitlin and William Redfield as Zachariah. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Cadams. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brandt speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.